Okay. All right. I'm going to call the meeting to order. I would like to begin by acknowledging that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. So roll call. I'm Mayor Peter Hopkins.
Councilor Marley Hoskin.
Councilor Reg Moore.
Mary Smith.
Treasurer Ocean Packy.
Councilor Nick Ryland.
Councilor Mike Hackinen.
Aya Watkinson, Court Administrator.
Is there any declarations of conflict of interest? Hearing none. So we have resolution 2224-428. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutler is hereby approving the agenda for this meeting as presented. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Ryan, second. Councilor Hester, any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Here. Resolution 22429, be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutler does hereby approve the amended minutes of the September 28th, 2022 special meeting of Council, the minutes of October 3rd, 2022 special meeting of Council, and October the 11th, 2022 regular meeting of Council. Mover and second. Second. Councilor Wright, any discussion? Yes.
The October 11th. Minutes, resolution 22-393, September 28th, should be taken out of there. We wouldn't be approving them tonight if they were already approved then.
Yep. Okay. Oh, the last one. Yeah. Just the first one.
So we just dropped it on right. The resolution.
Okay. Any further discussion? That's right. Call the question on paper. Okay. Resolution 22430, be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutler has hereby received the minutes of the June 22nd, 2022 Board of Health meeting for the North Bay Prairie Sound District Health Unit. Mover and second, please. Councilor Hoskin. Second. Councilor Moore. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Carried. Resolution 22431, be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutler has hereby received the draft minutes of the August 18, 2022 Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee meeting. Mover and seconder, please. Okay. Second. Councilor Hoskin, any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Here. Resolution 22432, be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutler has hereby received the minutes of the September 26th meeting of the Prairie Sound Area Planning Board. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Haskell, second. Councilor Wright, is there any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Chris? Resolution 22-433, be it resolved that the Council of Township of Governors hereby receive the minutes of the October 27, 2022 meeting of the Town of Perry Sound EMS Advisory Committee. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Mover, second. Councilor Riley. Any discussion? This is good, by the way. We're finally getting stuff from EMS. It's been a bugbear for 8 years, or they don't respond, so hope for the discussion. Call a question, all in favor? Great, thank you. Resolution 22-434, be it resolved that the Council of Township of McCullers hereby received the minutes of the October 27, 2022 meeting of the Township of McCullers Recreation Committee. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Moore? Second. Councilor Keckner? Discussion? Yes.
Not particularly about these minutes here, but do you want to bring up a point regarding declarations of conflict of interest, mm-hmm. that they be included on all of the committee meeting agendas, which is not the case with in some of the committees, okay. Which is according to procedural bylaw Schedule B.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to put a motion on the floor.
Okay, we've got that. That direction, just you, or to send out a note to everybody.
Well, that's something that I need to follow up with yes. all of the committees. They're starting to slip on following procedure. Okay. So
I'd like to put a motion on the floor in regards to that.
Okay, all right.
I went back through.
We can probably discuss it when this motion comes. We'll deal with this one here.
Gonna put it on the table.
10 minutes and then.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll approve these this resolution.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this resolution?
Yeah. I guess just to clarify that these are only being used as a good example, I would take it, because on the rec minister does have the declaration of conflict of interest.
Yes.
And that's what we're after, yeah, maybe for all committees.
Yeah. There's no issue with right. minutes.
Just to clarify, those are the minutes, not the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's the agenda I'm talking with.
Oh, you're going to talk with the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion on the resolution? Hearing none, call a question. Okay. Here. Okay.
What is it?
Well, this is the.
This is the sheet one you have to put it on, yeah?
You have to draft it.
Oh,
okay. Or you attach.
Or attach.
So I have to print these so you can read. Print these so you can read them.
I can read Peter's writing on
here. Yeah. Sure. I get fives and quotes. I did.
Treasurer and one thing, just secretary, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a normal husband. There's no meaning to see.
Hello.
Okay, good. We're good. Thank you.
Are they net just now coming? Should Peter mention something then to welcome them and technical difficulties?
Yeah. Thanks. So we're all set up with the electronics now, so hopefully everybody can hear everybody. So we apologize for the start of the meeting, but it was beyond our control.
You want to see if they can send a message through chat if they can hear?
I've sent multiple messages by chat. No one's responding, so I don't know.
What's going on?
Know how to do it, but...
Hello, this is Brad Flood. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, very good. Thank you.
They can hear us too, so... Okay. So we have resolution 22435. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutter is hereby directed to contact the chair and secretary of each committee to verify that they have a copy of the Township Procedural Bylaw 2021-28, and more specifically that the agenda must follow the Schedule B of the bylaw for each and every meeting. Mover and a seconder, please. I presume Mr. Burns will move it. Second. Mr. Keckman, any discussion? I've just talked with Simon that just to clarify what a conflict of interest is in the direction of to the committees.
And that's
just to be very clear. So.
In the memo is usually attached the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act as well.
Okay. Okay, any further discussion? Call the question, all in favor? We're going to staff reports. We have resolution 22436. Be resolved that the Council of Township Recovery has hereby received two private roadway access agreements for two separate lots on Floods Lane, and further requests for review completed by the Township Solicitor be on the agenda for the next regular meeting of Council for Council's review. I have a mover and a second, please. Councilor Moore, second. Councilor Haskell. For any discussion.
I'm not sure if the resolution is exactly right in regards to the staff report we received in under the analysis it says the solicitor for the township would like direction from council as to review the agreements as is or also incorporate all the conditions of the planning board for the consent agreement. The conditions should be just the municipal conditions, not the planning board conditions, as this analysis says, right?
Should be just the municipal conditions.
So, should the resolution also say the part of the municipal conditions for that consent were also the Fricorp environmental assessment, right? Not the whole assessment, but just what they wanted incorporated in the agreement, or thought should be incorporated into the agreement.
You didn't have to reword that for me.
I haven't written it down for changes. like you're going ahead.
Well, I'm bolting them on the right track. And further, that the municipal conditions with respect to the environmental report from Fry Corp on that.
Okay. Yep. And the private road access probably should be used, but they already know they're going to review that, I guess. This mm-hmm.
Is
there
any further
discussion? I want direction from council on them reviewing that too as well. Or?
We can add it on there. I think that. The lawyer knows that.
Right.
Okay, so any further discussion?
Can you read the...
Read the addition or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Be resolved that the Council Township of Tutter has hereby received two private roadway access agreements for two severed lots on Flint's Lane, and further request the review completed by the Township Solicitor be on the agenda for the next regular meeting of Council for Council's review, and further the municipal conditions with respect to the environmental report from Fry Corp are met, and further that the private road access agreements are reviewed and met.
I guess I'm blind, but I didn't see it. It only says two. It should say three. It should be three lots, not two.
That's three lots.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You've done too much work.
I didn't see that.
I got it. We have three. Okay. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carry.
Before we move on here, I'd like to put a motion on the floor that is in regards to this in a way.
Is there any way we can go on while you're writing it all out? We can do other ones? Because it doesn't have to be sequential, it's an additional thing.
For me.
I'm just saying, if we go to other items, will you bring it out?
Yeah, I'll try to listen.
We'll come back. It's because it's a new motion, so it's not one that's on the agenda.
He doesn't have an opportunity to focus on what the conversation is at the table here, so.
Just expedite.
Okay. Finish one piece of business and move on to the next.
sounds very convoluted.
Resolution 22437, be it resolved that the Council of Township of Glenrose hereby that the municipal conditions of consent application be recognized as being met by residents of council.
Resolutions
of council, and that the clerk be directed by a resolution of council to notify the secretary treasurer of the planning board once the council has passed the resolution. Mover and seconder. Second. Any discussion? Go ahead.
This flood application or reapplication has brought to light a serious flaw in the consent process. The negative consequences of this could have financial, time frame, and environmental center impacts on the owner, applicant, township, and purchasers. And obviously it has. Mr. Flood has a sale, and he can't complete the sale because it was done wrong. And everybody already knows how I feel, so I might as well come out and say it. I blame it on our secretary, treasurer, of the planning board.
So this here adds another step that the council is the checks and balances to ensure that the conditions have been met.
I think what council is going to have to see in order to pass that resolution is a copy of the deed with attached registered documents. The lawyer provides the deed to the applicant and the planning board for stamping, and the council is going to need to see a copy of that deed before it's stamped by the planning board. I don't know how else you can verify the conditions have been met. There's supposed to be stuff registered on the title.
Any further discussion? Want to record it?
Sure.
Councilor Morley Haskell.
Yes.
Councilor Mike Kekkonen.
Yes.
Councilor Reg Moore.
Yes.
Councilor Nick Ryland.
Yes.
Mayor Peter Hopkins.
Yes. Resolution 22438, be it resolved that the Council of Township of Glenrose hereby received the October 22nd accounts payable preliminary check run report for information. May I have a mover and a second, please? Councilor Moore, Councilor Kekkonen, any discussion? Councilor Kekkonen?
I have 2 points. One I'll probably discuss in the third quarter operating and capital budget variance. I'll refer to this document regarding that. Secondly, just wondering, there's one entry here for Michael Enterprise Audio and Visual from Barry. So have all of our audio, visual, and connection issues being resolved? Or is this an ongoing process that they will be back and reassess?
So that is for when they came in and set this up, so that the closed captioning is now available and it's a lot more reliable with this system. The connection issues are a whole other story, but equipment-wise, yes, we are, it's all good now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Bird.
On the last page, the top of the last page, there's a check for, it looks like a check for 2014 to Marco Antonelli, and it says bank account. Can the treasurer tell us what that is?
It's a volunteer firefighter's hours, and normally paid through the direct deposit, and his account was not working, so we had a check for
Okay. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Here. Resolution 22439 be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutler hereby receive report T 2020-04, 22 third quarter operating and capital budget variance for information. May I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councilor Haskell, second. Councilor Ryan, you want to speak here?
Yeah, it's good information to have, and going forward, I would hope something like this could be arranged to come every quarter. It would be nice if the council kind of had a feel of the expenditures going forward.
Can I ask Roshan just to speak to it briefly? Just want to do a quick summary, and you can ask questions after. Yes?
You need a mic. Sorry.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
It's on.
Hello. Oh. Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Chair. As I mentioned in my report that we have received and recorded the 65% of revenue, and most of our departments have a favorable revenue. Our administration department, building department, and market department, Jen has done a good job. Revenue has been up for pretty much every department. On the expense side, we have recorded 58% of expenses, which is again favorable to the town. We received the Ontario Municipal Fund grant. All three quarters has been received. Only one quarter payment has to be received. And on the capital side, we have received most of the grants. The only grant, and that's gas tax. Half of that we have already received. Remaining half we are going to receive in this quarter. And other than that, again, the most of the project on the capital sites are done, except two micro seal project, which is for the black water and brown bed. That has been delayed or deferred, and which, as per the grant, will be completed next year. And the in-homes bridge, which is again delayed and will be completed next year. So that's pretty much my report. As I mentioned in my report, that the most of the results are favorable to the town.
Councilor Kegel.
Reviewing the report, and I had a discussion with the treasurer earlier today, but I believe there's something that's inaccurate in the first paragraph of background, and it says the Council of McKellar revised the original approved budget on July 28th, 2022. We did not make a revision. We approved a couple of resolutions for purchases, and there will be a requirement for a budget bylaw amendment resolution, motion coming to the table at some point in time, and I referred to the November 10th, 2020 Treasurer Report, Budget Bylaw Amendment Report, and that, I believe, is aligns with our accountability and transparency policy, that the regular financial reports and supporting documentation is provided when there's alterations to the capital budget or operating budget. So that will be forthcoming in December.
Yes, Mr. Councillor Pekkanen, you're right. The amendment to the budget hasn't been approved, but the resolution to include those two couple of items into the budget has been approved, and on July 28th, we council discussed about the in-house bridge, and that's why it was included here. But on the next council meeting, I will bring the amendment for the approval.
Thank you. And down financial analysis discussion, the second paragraph, it refers to the building department. The revenue from building permit is favorable for the township. The budgeted revenue at the end of September 30th is $126,000, but the department earned $128,000 without any transfer from reserve. All reserve transfer will be done at the year. So why is there a requirement if all the budgetary needs are met according to our already approved budget, would there be a requirement to transfer anything from reserves from the building department reserve fund?
When I mentioned about the transfer, basically the transfer from the budget from the reserve for the when we acquired the cloud permit software, we mentioned that we will transfer some amount from the reserve to pay off those cloud permit software. So when I put that, it means that at the end of the year, if I need to transfer, then I'll transfer at the year end.
Okay, and so that isn't in the approved budget either. So there would be a budget bylaw amendment for that as well.
True.
It speaks about on page 2. The Inholmes Bridge, and it talks about Inholmes Bridge claim approved, but still waiting for an update on the exact claim amount. So this is the insurance claim that was submitted in regard to the damage to the bridge?
That's correct.
And so there is an insurance claim that an adjuster that is determining an amount that will be awarded in regards to this?
That's correct. The claim has been approved. The amount needs to be determined. And so far, we are not sure about the amount.
Okay, thank you. And I do have a question, as I've mentioned, regarding the preliminary check run report. And it has to do with the purchase of the pickup truck for the fire department, $81,357. I'm just wondering what policy was used for that purchase when it didn't come before council and there was no council direction or resolution regarding that purchase.
So what happened in the case of this truck, I was off. I had COVID, so I was at home. Roshan and Rob Morrison, fire chief, they called me on a conference call and explained that there was the opportunity to purchase this truck and that the funds were there in order to do that. They asked me at that time, should they bring it to council prior to that because they might lose out on it if they didn't get it. At that time, I had said that if council couldn't make that decision because of the price of it. I questioned Roshan whether we were able to do it, and so over the phone I said go ahead and do it. I understand that there should be a report come to council. There was nothing I could do at that point in time, but that was the reason why I said for them to go ahead, only knowing that the funds were there.
So once again, there will be a report to council regarding this expenditure and budget bylaw amendments as well.
Absolutely.
I just want to emphasize, that the accountability and transparency policy, the purpose of it is to ensure that the spending of township money is done in a way that's accountable to the taxpayers and it's open and transparent. And in the spirit and the intent of the procurement bylaw is one that there's checks and balances in place and ensures that there's supporting documentation in regards to transactions, and I believe that this needs to be adhered to for everyone's, for the entire, best interest of the corporation of the Township of McKellar.
Any further discussion? The resolution. Call a question. All in favor? Thanks, Roshan. Now we're moving into Resolution 22440. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Carter hereby received the McKellar Market Report 2022 and approved budget to 2022 actuals report for information. Mover and seconder, please. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Brown, second. Councilor Haskell. Any discussion on it?
Peter?
Yes, Nick.
Can I just ask, I don't know if I can ask Jan, but she's here.
Yes, okay.
Having just looked at the budget report and seeing that that report contains information that isn't in the report from the market, can I just ask Jan to describe that in terms of the revenue in particular? Because that's kind of what
I was going to ask.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll come up.
Okay.
Thanks, Councillor Ryland, for bringing it to my attention. When I wrote this report, I didn't have much time to do it. I was notified by our treasurer that a report needed to be done, and I did it the night, I had one day notice. And so, anyhow, what happens when you have that short notice, you forget things, and I forgot the most important thing to report to everybody about. And I'm pleased to say that it's looking like we're going to end up with about $9,300 in revenues where I only budgeted for six. So that makes the bottom line look a lot better. I totally forgot about putting that in my report, the most important thing. So we have a little overage in the salary, but that's been justified by the extra workload that I had to go through in the spring with regards to dealing with the MTO and the complaint that we received regarding parking. I've itemized everything what I went through with regards to that. So it looks like we're going to have about $3,400 above my projected revenues, and that will look after the shortfall and the salary.
Any questions for Jen? Yes, Nick.
I don't have a mic, but that's okay. Don't pass it back and forth. The extra expenses that you had for salaries related to the MTO, do you expect that that would happen again next year? In other words, do we need to apply for another permit next year?
Thanks, Nick. That's a very good question to ask, and I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, I've been informed by the MTO that for our Christmas market, we are not allowed to park along the Highway 124 in the village of McKellar, so we will have parking guards out there, and I've asked the OPP to come and do community education with regards to parking. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to have an officer for us, but we will have our regular signs that you saw down at the Minerva Park with regards to no parking from here to here. We'll have those put up along the venue on Saturday, and that will we will also have volunteers looking after that. As for the permit, yeah, it's my understanding that any gathering that draws a large crowd are going to require a permit, and to let you know, I did not budget that. The permit cost the corporation $345, which I had no idea back in November I was going to be dealing with this. So that was a huge added expense, plus $700 in extra signage to appease the MTO. And so, therefore, those are all things that, as for the signs, I understand that the MTO, because it was an election year, they didn't get the legislation passed in time to put up their own signs, but it's my understanding that the MTO will be installing their own signs, so there will be no extra signs required by the McKellar Market for next year. But having said that, with regards to the permit. I believe the corporation should be in contact with the Ministry of Transportation and get a good understanding moving forward on what our requirements are here in the Township of McKellar. And I believe from my research that a corporate application can be put forth to the MTO to perhaps cover the entire 2023 season. So that will look after the McKellar market. It'll take care of our sesquicentennial, which I'm excited about. And it'll look after other venues that attract large our fall fair. It'll look after all those attractions. And so that's what I've been told. And so I think it's something we need to look into. And I think we can save money by perhaps getting a corporate permit, because it does not make sense for the McKellar market to go out and buy or purchase a permit, the fall purchase another permit, and we need to look at other venues like weddings. Like there's often where there'll be overflow onto the shoulder of the highway, like any large attracting venue, but they specifically say in the legislation fairs. So they specifically say fall fairs. That they. So having said that, I actually for information, I know that I've emailed it to all of council, but I have our permit here. This permit qualifies us to hold the market on Saturday here at the Township of McKellar. And I have the receipt. It was $345, but it also looked after our summer, too. So, anyhow, there's a lot of rules here with this permit that I was obligated to meet this year. And if anybody would like to see a copy of this permit and what we had to... the permit requirement that we had to meet, I'd be happy to share it with you.
Does it require annual renewal?
So yes, yeah. Like this is only for this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's gonna require an annual renewal, and that's what we're looking at. But at least next year, I will know enough that I have to budget this $345. Like, so anyhow, so. There's, let me see, it looks like there's 11 conditions that I had to meet in order to have open our market safely. And I contacted the MTO after our season at Minerva Park, and he was very pleased with our the way that we handled ourselves this summer.
I think it makes sense to do a corporate thing, because even with the Remembrance Day that we had on Sunday, the OPP were illegally parked.
Yeah, I brought that to your attention.
We've got to get this all straightened out. It doesn't make sense, right? So let's get it as a corporate thing for all our events, and then it's done once. And
by doing so, it's a safety... it takes the liability off the township that we've covered all our bases.
Anyway,
yeah.
Jan, just on behalf of council and the citizens and everybody that uses the facility, well done.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I'm still having fun doing it.
Good.
We have the best vendors around. We have just as I was walking through the door tonight, I had a comment on a share, and they said it's the McKellar Market's the best market in the area.
Good.
Well, so that's good.
It is.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to call the question. Are we all in favor?
And I was just making a comment that I noticed Ina was making notes that maybe staff do follow through looking at the corporate permit for the coming year. Thank you.
Next one's Resolution 22441. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Better has hereby received report from the Fire Department 2022-05 month-end status updates, October 2022 for information. Mover and second, please. Councillor Haskell, second. Councillor Ryan. Is there any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Resolution 22442 be resolved that the Council Township of Garden City receive the October 2022 Chief Administrative Officer's Report from the District of Parry Sound Social Services Admin Board. Move in a second, please. Councilor Moore, further discussion? Yeah.
Once again, good to have a report coming in from one of the many levies, external levies that we pay into. So.
Agreed. Well, what the problem was that they had the wrong contact information there, and so I just corrected it all with Tammy McKenzie, and so we're back on track. Okay, any further discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Okay, thank you. My report is really no report, so there's two quick things. One, I wanted to thank staff and council and everybody for well over 100 people at our Remembrance Day ceremony. It went very, very well. And I'm going to pay special tribute to Mary. I know she doesn't like that, but she just went beyond the call of duty and did an outstanding job.
Thank you.
Okay. And I think that it's normal, we have done in the past, we haven't done it every year, but I think we should send a thank you off to the Legion and do a donation to the Legion. They're suffering too. We've done that, $100 or $200, whatever you want to do. And I think that's appropriate protocol. So. Yeah, we need a resolution for that. We should do that. And while we're developing that, I've had a call from a ratepayer, very, very concerned about 5G coming in with Bell soon. And we're trying to get him here to make a deposition and working with Ina, but he's had some mishaps within his family, but he's getting ready. His name's David Jones. He's on McKellar Road. He's on Vail Lake. He is going to make a deposition to council about it. If you have any concerns about 5Gs and health safety, just Google it, and you'll get the understanding of what he's talking about. So he will, hopefully, within one of these next couple of meetings coming up, he'll make a deposition to you as soon as he's able to do that. But it was a major concern for health and safety of people of McKellar, not just McKellar, but I'm sure in other areas. And he told me that Geneva, Switzerland won't allow because of that health issues. So that's, I know. But you can Google it. 5G safety, health and safety is called. So, want to take a look at that. So. Do you want to put a amount down for that donation? What's a reasonable amount? What's fair?
Do we know what was done in previous years?
I know we've done 100, but I don't know exactly. 150, I don't know what it is. So.
And 100.
You mentioned that they are hurting a little bit for cash flow. There's money in the budget. I believe there's a substantial amount in the budget.
Yeah.
That
for donations? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it in that too. But.
I'm not opposed, you know, considering that they are having, cash flow maybe issues or, you know, even membership issues, that it's a greater amount than $100.
Oh, $200, $250, whatever. Yeah, they've also got some illness and situations. So they went beyond the call of duty to get everything ready. Let me tell you, it's an American contest for that. So 200, 250?
250.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Resolution 22443. I think those things are up to have to pay more. Anyway, be resolved that the Council of Township of Gunners hereby direct the clerk to send a letter of appreciation to the Dunchurch Legion for their assistance and participation with the annual remembrance service, and further township provide a donation in the amount of $250 to the Dunchurch Legion. Move in a second, please. Councilor Ryan, second. Councilor Winner. Any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Carried. Thank you. Nick was our fill-in wreath layer, but we didn't need him, so. Next year. Okay, so Resolution 22444, be resolved that the Council of Township of Governors hereby support Resolution Number 2022-310 of the Township of Seguin, whereas Council supports Sudbury MPP Jamie West call that the province expedite completion of four-laning of Highway 400 between Sudbury and Perry Sound, and further a previous support Resolution 22400 has been forwarded to MPP Braden Smith, Minister of Transportation, Carolyn Mulroney, and surrounding municipalities in West Perry South. Move in a second. Councilor Keckner? Anyone else? Councilor Ryan? Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor? It's only been 22 years. So, Resolution 22445. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Governors hereby support Resolution Number 2022-111 of the Municipality of McDougall, whereas the Municipality of McDougall calls for a reconsideration of the closure of Nobel and McDougall Public Schools and the building plans and budget for the proposed junior kindergarten to grade 12 mega school to ensure that the schools will adequately accommodate current and projected population growth, and that further that a previous support resolution 22401 was sent to the Minister of Education Stephen Lecce, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Stephen Clark, Premier Doug Ford, MPP Graydon Smith, the Near North School Board Chair, and the surrounding municipalities in the West Paris Sound. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Moore, second. Councilor Ryan, any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. Resolution 22446, be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar does hereby support Resolution 2022-076.5A of the Township of Carling, whereas the Committee of the Whole of Township of Carling supports the Town of Perry Sound's resolution calling for building plans and budget for the proposed junior kindergarten to grade 6 mega school to ensure that the schools will adequately accommodate current and projected population growth. They are requesting a meeting with the Near North School Board trustee on this matter. And further, in a previous support resolution, 22401, was sent to the Minister of Education, Stephen Lecce, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Steve Clark, Premier Doug Ford, MPP Graydon Smith, the Near North School Board Chair, and surrounding municipalities in West Perry Sound. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Askew. Councilor Ryan. Any discussion? Follow question on, please. I think they've got the hands cool. Resolution 22-447, be resolved that the Township of McKellar is hereby support Resolution 22-138 of the Township of Archipelago, whereas the Council of the Township of Archipelago supports the Town of Perry Sound resolution calling for building plans and budget for the proposed junior kindergarten to grade 12 mega school to ensure that schools will adequately accommodate current and projected population growth as illustrated by the 2021 census population and dwelling counts. And further, the previous support resolution 22401 was sent to the Minister of Education, Stephen Lecce, Minister of Municipal and Housing, Stephen Clark, Premier Ford, Doug Ford, MPP Graydon Smith, the Near North School Board Chair and surrounding municipalities in the West Perry Sound. Mover and seconder, please.
Councilor Moore, second. Councilor Haskell. Any further discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Carried. Resolution 22448, be resolved that the Council of Township of Keller does hereby support Resolution 22142 of the Township of Archipelago. Whereas the Council of the Township of Archipelago received a request from Greer Campbell of the Institute of Health and Human Potential to support Bill 5, Stop the Harassment and Abuse by Local Leaders Act 2022, and therefore this support resolution be sent to MPP Graydon Smith, Premier Doug Ford, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Stephen Clark, Association of Municipalities of Ontario, and the Liberal MPP for Orleans, Stephen Blay, and then surrounding municipalities in West Perry South. Mover and second, please. Councillor Ryan, second. Councillor Haskell, any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. And finally, the resolution 22449 be resolved that the Council of the Township of McKellar is hereby approved the proposal from the McKellar Township Public Library to place a little library at Smith Road and Blackwater Road, and further direct the Director of Operations to liaise with the persons installing the structure to ensure it will not interfere with road safety and winter maintenance. You have a mover and a second, please. Councillor Ryland, Councillor Haskell. Any discussion? Hearing none, call question. All in favor? Chair? It'll be interesting to see how well used it is. It's been successful in other municipalities.
The mailboxes themselves frequently get buried by snowplowing, actually, so
I'm well, that's, sure it's that's exactly. Probably worth the problem.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay, we have resolution 22450 that the Council of Township of Keller hereby receive the consent agenda for correspondence. Mover and second here, please. Councillor Moore, second. Councillor Ryland. Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. Resolution 22451, be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar. Don't we have a question? We have a question. Yeah, sorry. We have anybody have any questions from items related to the agenda? Yes, please state your name.
I'm just curious about the little library. Can you tell me what it's involved in?
I think that you put in a book to take out a book.
No kidding.
It's very simple. So.
Like, what is there a building or what is there?
No, it's over here. I'll show you.
Can you see? No.
Yeah. If I can find it.
They go a little cubby hole.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
I've seen them around Paris Sound before. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them in the color, but maybe there's some. Yeah.
There's probably one.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Show
and
tell.
Any other questions? Okay, so resolution 22451 be resolved that the Council of Township of Keller pursuant to the Municipal Act of 2001 has amended moving to closed session at 7:40 p.m. to discuss the following items: 22.1 minutes of closed session, 22.2 personal matters where identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, 239-2B staffing. Mover and seconded. Councillor Haskell, Councillor Moore. All in favor?